Okay, Rabbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Chaf Aleph. A happy Thanksgiving if you are in fact celebrating. So let's see. We're here on Chaf Amud Beis. We're finishing up the sugya of Zenen of Zelo Chaser. We finished off yesterday, if you remember, which we'll read it again, but basically two reports in terms of what Rabbi Yochanan held. If, in the case of Zenen of Zelo Chaser, well, one guy is benefiting and the other guy is not losing anything. Does the guy who's benefiting have to pay for the benefit that he's receiving, even though he's not causing a loss to the other guy? So we had said, Itmar of Gahana, we've got about 10, 15 lines up, we'll just jump up a little bit, right? We've left off with this conflicting statements of what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Amar of Gahana, Amar of Yochanan, Eino Tzarech Lalos Loschar. Corner of Gahana, Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't have to pay in the case of Zenon of Zelo Choser. And Rabbi Avo, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Tzarech Lalos Loschar. That Rabbi Avo says that Rabbi Yochanan says, you do have to pay rent. Amar of Papa, says, Hadi Rabbi Avo, Laba Ferishim, or Ella Mechlala Idmar. And whenever you have this, again, you just realize what the Gemara is about to do. I mean, Rabbi Avo says that Rabbi Yochanan said you're chayiv to pay in that case. And Rav Papa says that Rabbi Avo didn't hear it from Rabbi Yochanan himself. He just implied it. He inferred it from something that Rabbi Yochanan said, or a story that happened surrounding Rabbi Yochanan. And whenever the Gemara does that, right, it's inevitably going to, I don't remember all the times in Shas, but 95% of the time, it's about to, or maybe even more than that, it's about to reject, right, the inference and the implication, right, of the story. Okay, so either way, So Mechola Edmar. The Tanan is rolling in the Mishnah. Notel Evan Okora Shel Hekdesh. If the Gizbar, which is the guy who is in charge of Hekdesh, if he took a stone or a beam, right, of Hekdesh, right, Harei Zelo Mal, right, he has not committed the Isser of Me'ilah. Now, Me'ilah, again, is an Isser that you're not allowed to use Hekdesh. If you do it on purpose, you get Malkus, if I'm not mistaken. And if you do it by Beshogeg, so then you're Chayav a Korban, and you're Chayav to pay one-fifth, you have to pay a Chomesh, right, back to the Gizbar. Now, there are two ways to violate, or back to the Hekdesh. There are two ways to violate Me'ilah. Me'ilah, either you can derive benefit from Hekdesh, or you can change its legal designation, meaning you can move it from one rishus to the next, and you can kind of make it so that someone else acquires Me'ilah. So now, again, with that little two-second background, probably should have given before we started, basically what it says over here, when it says that the Gizbar took, now the Gizbar is the guy in charge of Hekdesh, meaning he's the guy who's in charge, he's the accountant or whatever. So he's in charge of the Hekdesh, and if he takes a stone or a beam of Hekdesh, so there's no Me'ilah because he hasn't benefited from it, he hasn't bring it into his own Rishos, right? He hasn't transferred it to his own Rishos. He's the Gizbar, right? He has Hekdesh he handles Hekdesh all the time, right? That's not a big deal. But if Nasna Chavero, so if he gives it to, my voice cracked, if he gives it to somebody else, then Humal V'Chavero Lomal, so then he's committing Me'ilah because, right, he's causing it to change Rishos. And when the other guy just picked it up and handled it, right, that's already not a Kenyan, it's already in his Rishos, he's not doing, right, it's already out of the Rishos of Hekdesh, and the Gizbar is chayev. If he took this, let's say, the beam and built it into his house, he's only going to be chayev, right, if he lived underneath it, meaning if he derived benefit from it, right? Meaning not because it's shin rishos, until he derives benefit. Shmuel said, that's only if he just kind of put it over an opening, let's say a window or something, but didn't actually like tie it to the binyan, because that would be a shinoi. And that is, he hasn't changed the item whatsoever. He just kind of placed it over, let's say, a hole in the ceiling. So that already is not, you haven't put a change to rishos, but if you get hana from it, if you benefit from it, so then, in fact, you are going to be chayev because you derive benefit from Me'ilah. V'yasev Rabbi Avo, k'mei Rabbi Yochanan. And now, here's our proof. Rabbi Avo was sitting by Rabbi Yochanan. V'kamar v'shmei de Shmuel. And he said this statement of Shmuel, right, that he put it on top of the roof again, and then, not that he tied it to the house, but he just put it on top of the roof and got on top of it. And Zosomeres, hadar b'chatzar chavero, shalom yidaita, tzarech la'alos l'schar. Apparently, what do you see? That zen en of zelo chaser, right, you have to pay. How so? Right, because again, if he's what's it called? It's not with the das, right, of the owner. Rashi says, right, he's literally sitting under this beam, right, without the Hekdesh, quote unquote, knowing. Right, Hekdesh doesn't know, and Hekdesh is not losing in this case. Right, so the guy who owns the field, for example, doesn't know the guy's sitting there. It's not going to be rented out. Similarly, Hekdesh doesn't know the beam is being used. Hekdesh is not a thing. It's not a person. It's not a, you know, an item, whatever. So there's no das there. The guy's benefiting from it. Zenin of Zenin Chaser must be chayiv. And sure enough, what happened? Vishazagli. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. So obviously when somebody doesn't say anything, is a response to a statement. So either he thinks you're an idiot, or he agrees with you. And I mean, either he doesn't think it dignifies a response, or he agrees and he's not going to say anything. And when Rabbi Yochanan was quiet, so he was sober the mishtik modulei. So Rabbi Yavo thought that since he's quiet, he's maskim. Velohi, and it's actually not true because Ashkuchi lung Ashkach bei. He didn't pay any attention to them because Kedar Rabba, like we said, like in the name of Rabba, Dama Rabba says Hekdesh Alomidas, right? Kehedyot. Midas dummy. That Hekdesh, right, if you benefit from Hekdesh, Shalom Midas, without the Hekdesh knowing, it's as if you're benefiting from a person with Das. As Rashi says, fascinating. The Rashi on the bottom of Chafim Beis, right? Hekdesh lekalamim or Shalom Midas to Das Shechina Ika. It's not that we rejected Hulk, right? We said that Hekdesh is not a person, doesn't know anything. So Rashi says exactly the opposite, right? Hekdesh is owned by Kosh Baruch Hu, and Kosh Baruch Hu knows everything. So Hukach kechedyo midas dami. No, therefore it's like a person knows about it, right? And he's makbid, right? So therefore you benefit from Hekdesh, and then you're going to be chayev. Good. Shalach le Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Lamari Bar Mar. Ask the following Shaila. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Ask the following Shaila. By my name, Rav Huna. Right. Please ask Rav Huna. Hadar b'chazak haver shalom idayto shalach lahas l'schar olo. Right. Ask him. Our Shaila is Zanan of Zelo Choser chayev or not. So the hachi. But until he got there, nach nafshi the Rav Huna. Rav Huna passed away. So Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna's son Rabba said, Hachi Amar Abba Mari. This is what my father said. Mishmei Rav in the name of Rav. In a tzarech lalos l'schar, he doesn't have to pay. He's potter. Vasocher bias me. And he also said vasocher bias me Reuven ma l'schar l'Shimon. If you rent a house from Reuven, you have to pay Shimon. So the Gemara says, why would you pay Shimon? Shimon ma avite. What does Shimon do? What's going on with Shimon? What is that? So the Gemara says, Hachikam, this is what we're talking about. Minza ha'bayis shel Shimon, if you're renting a house from Reuven, it turns out it was Shimon's, so then malo oschar. Then you have to pay rent. So the Gemara says, Tarti. What do you mean? That's a stira. No, that doesn't mean both. I mean, it literally means both. It means both these statements. It seems to be a stira. Meaning Shimon obviously doesn't know, right, that Reuven is renting his house, right, to this guy. And then Rav Huna says, you have to pay Shimon. Right, so, but previously you said, right, if you live in the guy's house without him knowing, you don't have to pay. So here, Tarti, now you tell me you have to pay both of them. What do you mean you have to pay both of them? Right, you told me that you don't have to pay in that case. Now you tell me you have to pay Shimon. So Gemara says, so the Gemara answers, there's no steer between those opinions. In the case where the house is meant to be rented out, so yes, then you got to pay rent. If it's not being rented out, I mean, and that's the second case where that's why you have to pay Shimon. And then it's because it's Zen and Eva Zechoser. But the case where the thing is not meant to be rented out, so then, right, he would hold that Zen and Eva Zechoser, you would not have to pay. Okay. Itmar Nami is also said, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Avin Amar Rav, Amar Rav Huna, Hadar B'chatzer Chaveru Shalom Idaito, En Zarech L'Halaz L'Schar, right, that's, you don't have to pay him. Again, that's literally what you said the first shita. Vasoka bias mi bnei ha'ir, milas schar labailin. And also, again, parallel to the case with Reuven and Shimon, if you rent a house from the people of the city, you have to pay the owners. Bailin ma'i v'tayu, what do you mean the owners? So, hachikamah, this is what it means. Nimsu lo bailin, if it turns out that there are other owners to this house, milas lem schar, they have to pay rent to them as well. Tarti, both? How do you have both? Why did you be chayv to pay the owners of the house, if you tell me Zelenen of Zelachoser, right, Darbachoser Chaver Shalom Idaito is Potter, so the Kaimelaligra, the little Kaimelaligra, right, depends on whether it was made to rent out or not, and then that would indicate whether you're Chayv or not, and that's the difference between the two opinions. Fine. Amarav Schora, that's not Schora as in business, that's the guy's name. Amarav Schora, Amarav Huna, Amarav, Darbachoser Chaver Shalom Idaito, Ainzar Chalas Laschar. Right, if you live in this Chotzer where the guy doesn't know, so then you don't have to pay. So Meshum Shinemak, the Pazik says, Vishaya Yuchas Sayar, Shaar, I'm sorry, through Shaya, which is destruction, the gate will be broken down. And Amar Mar Baravashi, fascinating, Lididi Chazuli. So just what's going on over there? So apparently, right, if you look at Rashi, right, fascinating, a little bit higher up, right, Rashi like six or seven lines down, the skinny lines, Shade, Shishmo Shaya, right, apparently there's this demon that's name is Shaya. which, or Shia, I'm not sure exactly. Shia, yeah, the punctuation is Shia, okay. Mechazis Shar Bais, She'ein Bnei Adam Darim Bo, will break down the house, the gate of a house, if a person's not living there. Hilchach Le'ever Zisha Amad Bo, if someone's living there, Hanu, gave him benefit, because he's saying that you don't have to pay him schar. Why? Because otherwise, if the house is empty, right, you have a chance that this shade will come and damage it, right? It's better to have a house that's lived in, therefore. You don't have to pay him schar because you're already giving the house owner benefit by actually living there. So therefore, in the case of Zana and Vesel Choser, right, Adar B'chazer B'chavir Shalami Daito, you're going to be potter, not because you're not causing him a loss, right, but meaning he's not losing anything, but you're giving him benefit, right? Adarabah, you don't have to give him benefit. So Amar Mar, back in the Gemara, Amar Mar Bar Ravashi, he said he saw this demon and it was breaking stuff like a goring ox. Okay, Rav Yosef Amar Bisa Misva. Bisa Misva Yosef. Rav Yosef says that it's better to have right a house that has a person living in it. Why is that? Rashi says because you can look around and see what needs fixing. Right, if a house is empty, so you never know if a pipe bursts or the light goes out or bulb blur bursts or you need electricity. But if someone's living there, he could tell you, I got to fix this, you got to fix that. So it's better, it give you a benefit that way. It's good to have somebody in the house. Maybe nahu. What's the difference between these two reasons? So you give nahu, you have enough kamino, chaps enough kamino to come ishtamish bay, b'tzivi v'tivna. If you're using the house right to store things, right to suit tevin, right for let's say. For storing straw, right? So then, obviously, right? It's not empty, so there's no demons, but it's not being fixed up, right? If there's something that breaks, right? So that would be the nafkamina between the two cases, the two answers. How gavra de bana apadna akil kalta? There's a guy who built a padna, which is a nice house, on a akil kalta, right? Arash says ashpe on a garbage dump. But it was diyasme, and I left off that last word because it was. But it was owned by yisomen, by orphans. So Agbe Rav Nachman la padne mine. So sure enough, Rav Nachman went and said, took his mansion away, meaning he took this big nice house and took it away because it wasn't a priority. He built it on the land that didn't belong to you. So lemin because I Rav Nachman hadar b'chatzah chaver shlami daita tzarich halos l'schar doesn't seem to imply if you live on a friend's house, someone said right, yisomen l'chora didn't know. Right, the chora. So why would you take it away? Apparently, he holds that you do have to pay them for the property if you did that. So Gemara says no. Ahu mikara karmane havu diary bay. Because no, that case is completely different. That's not a case of zenan of zelo choser. They're originally these karmani, these karmanians or whatever people right, were living there. The yosme davar muat, and they were paying a small sum, right, a small fee, right, to live on a property. So Amalei, so basically this guy was messing, and they kicked him out, and he built this big house on it, and he caused them to lose this little this income that they had. So Amalei said back to them, zil paisinu leyosme. Maybe you should go appease the yosme, meaning go pay them for the ashkach. But the guy didn't listen. And that point, Agver Nachman Lapadne Mine, that point, Nachman took his house, right, and right, until, or either to sell it and pay off the Yisomim, or to force him, right, to pay at least, because that was a case where he was causing him a loss because he kicked out, right, the renters. Okay, fine. Now, the Mishnah had said, Ketzav Nishalem is Masha Nenes. Again, the animal, sometimes if it's eating, right, it's eating in Rishus HaRabim, right, we said that Shane, again, is Chayev in Rishus HaYalkut, not Rishus HaRabim, because Bir Bistera Acher. We'll have to talk about that pasuk in a few minutes. We said, in that case, if it eats in Rishus HaRabim, you pay what's called Masha Nenes, and we said that was either the cheapest meal or whatever, however we analyze that and define that earlier. We said, now the Mishnah had said, right, if it's in the middle of the street, right, again, if it's Rosh Hashanah, you pay Mashe Nenes. But from the side of the street, you're going to pay, right, Mashe Zika, that's going to be damages. Then it's going to be like, that's going to be a little bit Mashuna, right, and then you're going to pay damages. Because it's not normal, and that's going to be Karen, right? Karen in short time, and then you're going to pay in Rishus Rabim. So the question is, what's the case of the Tzidei Rishus Rabim, right, on the sides, right, of the Rishus Rabim? Samarav Uvamachazaris. So the case is where it turned its head. When the animal turns its head, right, standing in Rishus Rabim, turns its head, the food is on Rishus Yochid, or at least the Tzidei Rishus Rabim, the sides of the street, and the animal turns its head, and that's where you're going to be Chayev to pay. Shmuel Amar Afilu Machzer is not me Pater. Shmuel says no. That case, right? You're still going to be Pater. That's still considered to be Rishus HaRabim. Aye, Shmuel Heichim Mishkagos Leidem Chayev. Okay, so what case is Shmuel going to say that you're Chayev? Because the Mishnah said you're going to be Chayev damages if you eat from Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So as you might imagine, right? Probably how you initially, perhaps how you initially understood the Mishnah. Kigon de Shavkasa the Rechava the Azla the Kama the Tzidei Rechava. Right, when the animal simply walked onto the sidewalk. Right, that's the case where it's going to be chayiv because that's not normal, right? Normally, animals stay in the middle of the street. And some people say, right, that this was, and I forget our Mishnah, it wasn't revolving around our Mishnah, it was the following discussion, right, it's the same discussion, but just, it was said independently. Machazeres, what's the case of Machazeres? What's the halacha if the animal turns its head, standing in Rishus Rabim, turns its head and eats food on the tzidi Rishus Rabim, on the side of Rishus Rabim? So Rav Amar Chayev, Shmuel Amar Petura. Okay, Machalik is Rav Shmuel. L'Shmuel Meshalemes. Okay, so according to Shmuel, when you have a case where the animal, you're going to pay full nezek, the mechayva, where you're going to be chayv, can go to the shavka, the rechava, vaz, the bakama, it's either rechava. Okay, when the animal went, and then walked on the side. Okay, fine. Masi Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Nachman bar Yitzchak pointed out, one second, right? Mi pesach achanus, mishlamis mashananis. If the animal ate from, that's in the outside of the store, from the entrance of the store, you get paid mashananis, implying that that's considered to be Rishus Rabim. Well, heiki mishkavazla. What's the case? Pshita the mechazeres must be where the animal kind of turned its head, right? Because otherwise it's not going to be chayav whatsoever. No, stores, a guy's not going to put food in the middle of the street, right? Obviously, there's a store on the side, and then you have food on the outside, right? On, let's say, on the sidewalk or right next to it, right in front of the store, right? It's not going to be in the middle of Rishus Rabim. So that doesn't make sense. So it must be where he turned his head. And here you're telling me, according to, again, our Mishnah, right, you pay, what's it called? You pay Mashananis, right, which implies that it's not Rishus Rabim. Rav said you are Chayiv in the case of Machazeres. Right, if it comes from Mashananis, Mashananis in Mashizikalo. Right, apparently that's against Rav, who said you pay damages in that case. So Gemara says, most people love Humafarikla, Kaima Bekeren Zavis. The case is, well, the store is in a corner. Now, it doesn't mean like a street corner, like, you know, a New York City street corner. If you look at Rashi, he drew it out for you. The corner of the Mavui Katan and the Mavui Gadol. Like, the shore is walking through the Mavui Gadol. Is walking towards the Mavui Katan, if you see over there on the side. I'm not sure how your diagram is drawn, but that's what it has by me. So you have this big chatzar, this big Rishus Rabim, which is walking towards this narrow courtyard. The store, right, is, let's say, above the narrow, right, it's on the narrow pathway, and then the shore would walk from the Rishus Rabim straight, right, and it would end up going through the Mavui Katan, but since the store is on the side of there, right? It's the food is literally right in the Mabui Katan itself. So the animal doesn't have to turn its head whatsoever, right? That's it. So the animal just straight up walking, right? In Rishus Rabim, it's not a case of machazeres at all. And therefore, that's not a kasha. That's no problem for us. Okay, igidamri machazeres kuli alma lo pligi de mechayev. Some people say that no, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is not by machazeres, where the animal turns its head. Meaning, in case of machazeres, the animal turns its head from tzidi Rishus Rabim, from the side. Everybody's masking that you're chayef. Even Shmuel is masking that you're chayef. Kipligi, the machlokas, therefore, is b'mikzei makom rishuso rishus harabim, where a guy cuts out a part of his rishus hayachid and kind of sets it as rishus harabim, right? Designates it as rishus harabim. V'yachikomer, and this is the case. Amar Rav, Rav says, lo shana elav machazeres, it's only going to be chayiv in a case of an animal turned off, right, and turned its head. Afal mikzei makom rishuso rishus harabim, but if you kind of set, you're part of your rishus, and put that as rishus harabim, the animal eats food that was there, so then p'tura, then you're going to be potter. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, afil mikzei makom rishus rishus harabim chayev. Even in that case, you're going to be chayev. So Gemara says, lema, what's the machlokas? Right, what is this machlokas over here? That's what, literally what we're going to talk about. Lema b'bor b'rishus ha-kamiflugi. Maybe the case is, well, whether you're chayev for bor b'rishus ha-yachid. Right, again, if it's you dug it in your property, right? You dug it in your rishus ha-yachid, right? And then you're mafker it, so now it becomes rishus ha-rabbit. So maybe we're talking about that case. Right? That's actually machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to see later. So maybe that's our machlokas. And just back in the Gemara, Rav Damar Potter. Rav who says that you're going to be potter, right, if the animal eats the food there. So they called bor b'rishus ha-chayiv. He holds that if the boar is in your shus, right, you're going to be chayiv. And therefore, again, if the guy is, what's it called? Therefore, if you put it in Rishus HaRabim, right, you're going to be, sorry, one second. This is a little bit confusing. Damar Rav, it says, Potter Bor Bershuso holds that you're going to be chayiv. One second, hold on. Yeah, sorry. So meaning, so Rav, it's really the reverse, kind of. That's why it's a little bit confusing in the Gemara. So Rav says that bor b'rishuso is chayiv, that if you put stuff from your rishus into the rishus of Rav, you're going to be a chayiv for people who, if that damages people. So if the animal eats it, he's going to be potter, right? Because it's your problem. It's your negligence or your problem. That's probably a bad word to use, but that you put that stuff in the rishus rabbim over there. But Shmuel says that bor b'rishuso potter, that if a person is allowed, right, to put his stuff there, and therefore if people, you put stuff over there, and the pit is meaning it's not in rishus rabbim, it's not hefker. I mean, he didn't change and assume that the bor is going to belong to someone else. Someone else can take it. So therefore, Shmuel is going to be mechayiv. Right, if the animal comes and eats it. So that's why it says Rav Damar Potter Kasav Bor Shuzo Chayev, and Rishmul Damar Chayev Kasav Bor Bishuzo Potter. So Amalecha, both of them will say that it's not true. Amalecha Rav, Olam Amalecha, really, I'd say to you, Ba'amal Bor Bishuzo Potter. Really, Rav could say, I can hold that Bor Bishuzo, where the one person is not Chayev. Meaning, the person is not chayev if he makes his a boar in his own rishus. And he's only going to be chayev if he makes a boar in rishus harabim. I v'shani hacha, but why would you say you're going to be chayev over here? The amar, because you could say lav kol kaminach the makarves lehu perusech al rishus harabim u'mechemes lehu l'sorai. Meaning, you're not allowed, right? The guy could argue to him, meaning the guy who owns the animal could say, it's not shayech that you should bring your produce to rishus harabim and then get paid because my cow ate them. So Rav is going to say that you're potter. I'm sorry. Rav is going to say that you would be potter because the cow owner would be potter. Because you could say, why are you putting food out in Rishus Rabbim? Shmuel, the opposite. Amar ba'alma bor b'rishus chayiv. Shmuel could say that still bor b'rishus. If you make a bor in your own rishus, you would still be chayiv even if you're mafker it. Right? But the b'shlama bor ika lemeimar lavadaite. Because you could say that a pit, right? Nobody sees a pit, right? It's a trap for somebody, and you're not thinking about it, and you don't realize that you have to avoid it. You have to walk around. El peros, but fruit. If you put produce, right, in the rishus Rabbim, if you're mafker, part of your rishus yochid, and put fruit there, or peros there, whatever. Produce, Mikol Nimer Lavadite, Hachazilu, right? Everybody sees that they're there. It's a pile of wheat. So people should be able to walk around. You should be able to make the animal move around. And that would be not be, that would not be what's called. That would not be something that you are putter for. And you would be chayav for that case because you should have made the animal move around. Okay. Lema Machazer tonight. Maybe this case of Machazer is going back to the animal turns its head. Right, it's standing with Rishus Rabbim, turns his head and eats the food on Tzidei Rishus Rabbim. Maybe that is a Machogas Tanaim. The Tanya's learned in a Braisa. Achu mitoka rechava mishalam is mashananis. If you eat in the middle of the street in the Rishus Rabbim, you pay mashananis, because again, that's Shane, you're potter in Rishus Rabbim, so you're only going to pay what the animal benefited from, just the cost of a meal. Mitzidei rechava, but if he eats from the side of the streets at the sidewalks, then mishalam is masay zika, devi rabbi me rabbi Yehuda. If you eat from the side of the street, right, then you're going to be what's it called? Then you're going to be chayiv because that's mishuna, and then that's a case of keren. You're going to be chayiv because it's on the side of the street, or because it's rishus seyachid. Wait, again, that's okay. That's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Omer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar say ain't darko lechol el lahazik. That it's not only normal or if the animal to walk, not to eat. Now, what does that mean? Right, basically, as the Gemara just points out, Rabbi Yossi hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi is the Tanakama. What do you mean? The Rabbi Yossi is the kind of Tanakama. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? So, Gemara is assuming, lechora, that the Rabbi Yossi means that the animal is normal to walk, not walk off the side of the street. Right? But that's basically right, what Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda was saying, right? Because if the animal is normal to walk in the middle of the street, you pay mashananis, right? You say that that's a normal action, and therefore, right, that's Shane, and Shane is potter and Shizer Abin. If it's not normal to walk off the side of the street, then that's Karen, and you do pay mashanazika, you do pay damages. And then Rabbi Yossi is saying, if it's normal for it to walk down the middle of the street, well, that's exactly as what we just said, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda said. So the Gemara says, Ella must be machazeres yigi benayim. It must be that the machlokas is, right, with machazeres, right, when it turns its head and eats from the tzidei rishus rabbim. Tanakama sover machazeres, nami mishalim mashananis. Tanakama, Meir and Yehuda hold that it's also mashananis, because it's going down, right, it's standing in rishus rabbim, right, and therefore you'd be potter. Rabbi Yossi sover, no, mishalim is mashazika. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, the animal dafka walks straight down the middle of the street. If it goes on the side of the street and eats on the sidewalk, right, then it would be chayiv, because that would be mishuna. and Minyan turns its head, right, that would be Mishnah. So the Gemara said, lo, that's not the machlokes, the kuli alma machazeres, ikarav, igishmol. Really, could be, you could hold either way, right, like Rav or Shmuel, right? You could hold like Machazeres either way, Patra or Chayef. So, here is whether the Pasuk of Bier Bistei Acher, right, what exactly does it mean? Mar Sober Bier Bistei Acher, Velo Bishusar Abim. What do we learn when we say it eats, you take the animal to someone else's field? Right? That, does that exclude Rishusar Abim? Which the normal way we've been holding, that's Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Umar Sober Bier Bistei Acher, Velo Bishusar Mazik. And, but the Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Elazar hold that no, Bier B'Sdei Acher just includes the Mazik's property, meaning the damager's property. But anywhere else, including Rishus HaRabim, right, would be Chayev. The Gemara says, Rishus HaMazik? What do you mean Rishus HaMazik? Lema Parech, or Parech Rishusim, my boy. Right? What do you mean? The guy could say, what are you doing? Right? Why did you bring your fruits? It makes, you don't need a Pasuk to teach me that if another person's animal eats my fruit, then in my Rishus, right, that obviously it's going to be Potter, right? Obviously, meaning the guy who owns the animal, right? If you put what's that case? Sorry, if you put your fruit in my rishus, right, and my animal eats it, obviously you don't need to tell me, right, that you're going to be Potter, because what are you putting your stuff in my rishus? So Gemara says Ella the Ilfa Rabbi Yoshi Ikibanaya. Rather, so the Nafkamina would be, meaning that it's not talking about necessarily the Machazeres, it could be either Ilfa or Rabbi Oshia. What were those cases? So if you remember, again, we had these yesterday. Right? Ilfa said where the animal kind of ate food off the back of another animal, and Rabbi Oshia had said that the animal jumped and ate out of a basket, right, that was slung around behind you. Right? Then in that case, right, you pay Mashananis and not Masha Hezika. And Rabbi Yossi, that according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lazar says that an animal normally walks, but it's not normal for it to jump up and eat something off of the back of an animal or eat from out of a basket. An animal normally just walks regularly, and therefore you are going to pay Nezek because it's Meshuna, and that therefore it's Karen or Shisrab, and you're going to be Chayiv. Okay, new Mishnah. Hakela v'agadisha kaftu merosh agag. If you have a dog or a goat, but let's just use a dog because it's, I guess most of us grew up around dogs, and it's more common, and we can kind of more readily imagine it. A dog or a goat jumps off a roof. V'shavru zakelim, and it breaks stuff underneath. So, mishalim nezik shalim, m'pnei shehem muadim. You pay nezik shalim because that is muad, it's normal, right? It's orche, it's regular, and that therefore that is regal, just as if the animal is walking, and you're going to be chayiv, right, in Rishus HaNizak. And because that's jumped off and damaged in Rishus HaNizak. Hakel shenotel charora v'halach l'gadish, as we had before, if a dog took a piece of food, right, some bread or whatever, right, and there was actually, it doesn't say, but there was a coal on top of this piece of food, and it went to a pile of grain or whatever. Achol charora v'hidlik agadish, and if it ate the food and then the coal drops and it puts everything on fire, al charora mishalim nezik shalim v'alagadish mishalim chati nezik, right, for the food, which is normal, you're going to pay nezik shalim, but the gadish, which is not normal, was mishuna, you're going to pay, that's right, Karen. We'll have to talk about that, but that would be chatzin ezek. Now back to the first case. Time of the kavtu. The reason that you're going to be potter, right, is because the animal, the goat or the dog, jumped off the roof. Hal naflu, but it fell. So the implication is that it'd be potter. So alma gasavra. Apparently, we're holding tchilasu b'pshia of a sofa bone as potter. That in the case, and this is a machlokas in the Gemara. Rashi quotes over here, right, on Bava Metzia on Daf Membeis. That basically, if the case is where tchilasu b'pshia, the initial situation was a lack of, it was a pshia, was a negligence by on the part of the owner. What do you have your dog on somebody's roof for? Get it down. Right, you have a leash. Make sure it's attached. That's your problem. People ask all the time, right? If you ever have a dog in public without a leash, they say, could you please put your dog on a leash? It's very normal. What are you doing? But the sofa bonus, in the end, the animal didn't damage because you were negligent, right? There was some sort of onus that happened, right? The animal fell off the roof. That's not normal, Again, we're not talking about a slanted roof or whatever. If an animal fell off the roof, that was an onus. So apparently, you see, you're going to be potter, because the implication of the Mishnah is that nafla is potter. So Gemara says, "Tanya nami hachi." Also, in the Brisa, right? Kal v'gadi shekavtim rosh agag v'shavuz lekelim. Mishalim lekelim. Yeah, mishalim nazik shalim. Naflu p'turim. But if it fell, right, you're going to be potter. So Gemara says, "Hani chadam damer tchilasu b'shivus of onus potter." Now again, as we said, that's machlokes in the Gemara b'metzia. This all works out if you hold that the beginning, if the at the beginning you were posheya, but in the end there was an onus, you're going to be potter. According to the one who says it's chayiv, right, who is again? That's against our Mishnah, seemingly. Gemara says, "Kigod the mekarvi kelim the gabi kotel." No, the case he would say that the case is in the Mishnah, and I guess the brayse that we just quoted, right, where your kelim were right next to the wall. Dechikavtzig v'kvita lo nafli alayhu, and if the dog would jump, right, it would miss. So again, if a dog's on a roof and it jumps, which is normal, right, it's going to land, you know, several feet away from the roof. So your kelim are right up against the wall. So if it jumps, it wouldn't touch your kelim at all. Therefore, right, there's no pshia at the beginning at all, because there's no way for your the animal, right, to reach the kelim. Right, there's no meaning. It's nothing to do with if it falls. It's not the same kelim. I mean, the kelim are going to break. If the animal jumps, are not the same kelim the animal is going to break, right? If it falls, right? So if it jumps, right, it's going to break the ones that are farther away. If it falls, it's going to land on the one next to the wall. So the guy is going to be chayiv, right, through the ones that are that the animal will break if it jumps, but not for the ones that it would break, right, if it fell on them. Amar Rav Zvi, because in terms of that guy, I mean, it's not a tchilas of shia whatsoever, right? Because there's no, what's it called? There's no, it doesn't have to do with it, the shia at all. Because that kelim lechor, why is there no one second? Why is there no pshia? This is why I'm like humming and hawing. Because why is there no pshia whatsoever? Yeah, so it must be again. I'm not really confident in thinking about it just on the spot. It must be that since the animal, if it would have done a normal thing, it would have jumped away from the kelim and not broken them. So the owner didn't have to watch it. Meaning, there's no poshia, there's no negligence here. Meaning, because for the kelim that were up against the wall, right, there was no situation where the dog would act in a normal way, right, and get and break those kelim. If it acted in a normal way and jumped on from the roof, right, and that would land it a bunch of distance away from the kelim against the wall. And the court of the owner didn't have to worry about that because it's a complete onus. Meaning, there's nothing negligent about it. I guess, you know, the whole thing about saying that keep your dog on a leash and get up to the roof is a little bit misspoken. But since there was no normal action that it could have caused for these kelim to be broken, right, that's not the entire thing is an onus. It's not a beginning of negligence. It's just the entire thing is an onus. Okay, I think that's what you have to say. I'm not sure. If you have a better pshat for me, I'd love to hear it. Okay, Amar Rav Zvid, let's just get a little bit further to the Tanar Banan. Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derava Pamim Sha'afilu Nafla Namichayev. There sometimes, even when the animal falls off, right, you're going to be chayev Mishkachus Labakotel Ru'uah. If it's a bad wall, so then really you should never have let your animal, right, go up there because there's no footing over there. So the Gemara says, "My Nihu, what's the case? What's the logic here? The boy lay lasuki daita the nafal orche." Meaning, you might have thought that the wall might have needed to fall. That if the animal went up there, the wall would fall down. So for nafal orche, but nafal inhu. Well, the wall didn't fall down; the animal fell. So that's chilosu b'pshia v'sofa b'onosu. It's again the same case where you're poshea, but in the end it was an onus. Gemara says, no, lo tzricha lekotel tzar. The case is, it's a very narrow wall, very narrow bridge, okay, and a very narrow wall, and lechor, you should never have had your animal up there, right, because there was no real space for it to move around, so when it fell, right, that was your fault, and you're going to be chayv. Okay, we'll go right to the Hilgish Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this. I'm going to be here, Besoros Tovos, and Yeshuas for Am Yisrael, Amen, Ken Yerotzen.